It's time for Conversations with the Mayor, is brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough. They're organizing a trip to Greece. The trip's 9 days, and you'll see Greece from every angle, with visits to the famous sites, an olive grove, plus a cooking class and wine tasting. The trip's November 3rd through the 11th of this year. You can learn more at carolinachamber.org/Greece. It's Friday afternoon. It's time for our regularly scheduled visit with the mayor of Carborough, Mr. Damon Siles. How's it going?
I'm back. Good to see you.
I'm back. You're back. We're all back having a conversation here in the Terenzicora studios again for the first time in a while, actually. How have you been?
Been well. Trying to stay cool.
Yeah, it's
enjoying the summer otherwise.
Very warm out there right now. I was just out just to go pick up food not real long ago, and I was very hot in the 28 seconds I was outside.
Well, it's at least the sun is out.
That's true. That is true, and the air quality is acceptable. So, so we'll take that for sure. A lot going on in the community right now, and you're in the unique position of getting to sit back and watch it all unfold. I was we were joking around earlier that you were kind of the trendsetter here with mayors deciding to not run. What's it been like kind of watching that play out in the communities around you after you made that decision?
I do like to lead by example. I'm not really sure what to chalk it up to. I can't really take responsibility for the other mayors deciding to call it quits. I think we've got a lot of good people stepping up to the plate, and I'm just, like you said, I'm looking forward to watching it unfold.
Yeah, it was a little bit nerve-wracking as this week began, and we were just like pretty short on candidates for a lot of offices. High-quality candidates for some of these mayor offices that were not having any competition, and then they are not going to have any competition in Carborough, for example, right, where we now more or less know that Barbara Fushi will be the next mayor. And then we had the school board situation, which really kind of took off fast, where there were no candidates on Tuesday morning, and now we have 19. Wonder if you could talk about that a little bit.
I think the school board race is always a difficult one to call, just because it's probably the most thankless job in local politics. I mean, that's not true just now, but I've always felt like the school board members have one of the more difficult roles to play in our community. They're just right there on the front lines of dealing with parents and their concerns around the public education system, and dealing with, you know, limited resources from the state, unfortunately. And yeah, it's a difficult job. So I'm really impressed that what we have, 16 or so, I don't know what the final number was.
19.
Yeah. Including a mix of incumbents and newcomers. So I'm going to have to sit down and take some time really looking through who all stepped up. I know some of them. A couple of them actually are people I've been spending years encouraging to run for school board. So I'm glad they finally decided to do that. But it's going to take some time to sort through all those candidates. On the Carborough side of things, I'm not too surprised with what I've seen pop up in terms of who's running. In some ways, I'm feeling good about it, because it seems to me that in many ways we have candidates who, a number of candidates who seem to be on the same page with where we've been trying to pull this council along and pull this community along over the last couple of years. So I'm excited about trying to keep talking about the things I care about and celebrate our achievements of the past few years and support the candidates who align with my values, as we all should.
It's the voice of Carborough Mayor Damon Siles. When I was talking to Pam Heminger yesterday, I asked her if she had any thoughts on why this has become sort of this trend of incumbents not running. And she said, at least from the mayor's seat in particular, obviously getting through COVID was really difficult for everyone at every level. But when you're kind of bearing the responsibility of an entire community, getting them through COVID, and then just the difficult nature of coming out of that and the varying viewpoints and kind of the intensity around some of the discourse, and then the heavy economic lift of getting the towns back into shape, she kind of attributed some of the lack of incumbents running to how difficult that was and how tiring it was. I wonder if you could talk about that a little bit with some firsthand experience.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about this recently and talking with some friends about how I think, perhaps second only to being mayor during the pandemic is in terms of the sort of intensity of that experience, is being mayor in the period of trying to come out of the pandemic. And I think Pam's exactly right. I think those of us who have been in elected roles over the past few years have been through a pretty intense period, just like the entire community has been. And when you're in a seat like ours, where you're trying to lead the community and weather that storm, it takes its toll. And that's true in this period after the pandemic, as we're trying to climb back out of it as well. You mentioned the sort of coarseness of the discourse, and there's a sort of rawness, I feel like, and it's not just Carrboro and Chapel Hill, it's everywhere, that the discourse has become a little more raw and a little less forgiving. And those of us who are in the center of it are seeing it firsthand more often than I think a lot of people are.
Yeah, there's been not very much cordial discourse, I guess, is the word I was looking for. Another thing that I wanted to talk about, because it seems to have a lot of people's attention in Carrboro, is the plans for the Bolin Creek Greenway. What are the plans right now, and why has this gotten so much attention, in your opinion?
Well, the Bolin Creek Greenway concept plan was approved back in 2009. The Morgan Creek Greenway concept plan was approved the next year, 2010. We began construction on the Jones Creek Greenway the following year in 2011. There's a network of greenway plans, or concept plans anyway, in place in Carrboro, and there has been for some time. And we've been making progress on getting those things implemented. So, for example, we've finished a couple of segments of the Bolin Creek Greenway in Carrboro. We're about to start on the first phase of the Morgan Creek Greenway. I think you'll see next year the construction of this one piece of the Jones Creek Greenway. We're making progress, but we do need to figure out what direction we're going in with these last segments of the Bolin Creek Greenway in particular. That's what the town is looking at doing some public input and public engagement around right now. You'll see some activity online around getting people to complete a community survey. Staff will be out in the community at various community events, neighborhood gatherings, and so on, getting input from community members. This particular project in Carrboro for many years has had people on various sides of that issue having positions about where the greenway should go, whether there should be a greenway at all, and we just have to sort that out. I'm not sure how much more I can say about it other than we need to make a decision. It's time to stop kind of spinning our wheels around it.
So you said that there's opportunities for community feedback. At what point does that feedback turn into a decision?
This fall. Its town staff has been directed to collect this feedback and bring us a final report no later than October. And I expect that the council will be interested in making a decision based on that feedback, as well as all of the other work that's been done on the Bolin Creek Greenway concept plan, including the field investigations by professionals and regulatory review and staff updates of various technical documents and that kind of thing. We'll have all of the information available to us in the fall, and I hope be ready to come to a decision.
It's the voice of Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. We're talking greenways. We've already talked a little bit about elections. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention? We've actually got about 2 minutes left here in our conversation.
Well, the Women's World Cup has started up, so I'm paying a little bit of attention to that. I hope all these people who are excited about Chelsea and Wrexham being in town this week will bring some of that enthusiasm to the women's game, which is going to be really fun this year. It's not a foregone conclusion this year like it has been in many World Cups before, so I'm excited about that. But yeah, otherwise, I think now that filing has ended for candidates in the upcoming local election, people can actually start enjoying their summer a little bit. So
yes,
That's what I plan to do.
Since we have a little bit of time, let's talk soccer, because I did kind of have this on my list of something to bring up with you anyway. On a broader sense, as somebody who pays attention to soccer, do you feel like the Women's World Cup is more of a function of the rest of the world catching up to the talent of the United States? Or is this team, you know, there's some key people that aren't there. Is this team just not quite up to the level that we've seen in previous World Cups?
Well, I think the team is up to the level. I think it's a combination of the things you mentioned. There are a number of important injuries. There are also some players who have been stars for the U.S. who are sort of later in their careers now and are not really kind of starting players anymore. So I think there are going to be some new faces and new stars on the women's team for the U.S. this year. And we have, as you said, seen other teams around the world raising the quality of their game. So it's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be a blowout like it has been before. And I think because both the U.S. and a number of other teams are experiencing, have a number of injured players, for example, it's going to raise some questions for all of these teams about how they're going to perform.
And because you're such a big soccer fan, I wanted to ask what it was like kind of being in the community early in the week this week when it seemed like all of the Chapel Hill Carborough area caught soccer fever there for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, nothing but good vibes as far as I could tell. I mean, people were feeling good about it. I saw lots of buzz about it online and social media and people out in the community. I think there was a lot of leading up to this week, a lot of just publicity around, oh, watch out for all the traffic and, you know, get ready, it's coming. This, like, there was a storm coming, you know. And actually, what I feel like what happened was just a lot of positivity and a lot of people from outside our community coming here and spending money and having a good time. So that's good news for all of us.
Yeah, it was fun to see the people in the Wrexham and Chelsea gear walking around town the couple of days before. And it was fun to watch it on TV and just, you know, hear the community name dropped and different, you know, shots of places around town.
Right.
It was just a fun little celebration of our community.
Yeah, I think people were having a great time. And there, you know, there was, of course, the rival you want in any good sport. But I think people were just enjoying celebrating the fact that the game was happening here and enjoying being here. So it was good.
Absolutely. That's the voice of Carborough Mayor Damon Siles. He joins us every Friday afternoon. And I thank you very much for making the time on this sunny Friday afternoon.
I'll see you next Friday. Hopefully it's sunny then too. Yeah.